It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
And thank you for joining me here for another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR, and throughout America on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. The weekly Mind Your Business show, presented by Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, marketing gurus. Among the great guests that we've had on the show, Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests. I mean, we've interviewed over 500 business superstars over the years. All interviews are available by going to mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts all the shows that we've had on this program, mybradio.com. And a treat, many were recorded. Tonight's is being recorded by video, and therefore on our YouTube channel, many of the videos, many of the episodes are up in its entirety. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified every single time an episode goes live. On YouTube, our channel is 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. You'll be notified every single time a show goes live. Before we get to tonight's special guest, I open with just some brief thank yous. Special thank you to Srili, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, and the entire team at BLMG who assist to make this show so successful. To the great programming team at 710 WOR, Darren, Robert, thank you. Special shout out to Zev Brenner and to all those who stop me anywhere and send me messages about and give me great feedback about the show. Also, finally, I'd like to recognize the many channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business show in a Q&A format. The business class clips. Again, you could sign up if you're on WhatsApp. Sign up 718-594-6519. Again, text on WhatsApp. Sign up to 718-594-6519. You'll automatically be notified every single time you'll not only be notified, you'll receive the daily broadcast of business class. Well, without further ado, let me give a little background why I got my guest on. Tonight's show is all about cybersecurity, one of the hottest topics around today, not just because of the pandemic and so many people working remotely. It was always a big subject, but all the more so these days. Well, a couple of days ago on entrepreneur.com, there was the following story. A casino gets hacked through a fish tank thermometer. Okay, and here I'm going to read the opening of this article. Secure your laptop, secure your smartphone, secure your tablet. And before I forget, secure your fish tank. Yes, you heard me, your fish tank. I said to myself, man, who could we get on the show who's like the foremost expert on this? It's none other than Adam Levin. Adam Levin, he is the co-founder of Credit.com. He is the founder of CyberScout. For nearly two decades, CyberScout has been a leader in protecting businesses, individuals, and families against hackers, thieves, and human error. Adam wrote the book Swipe, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. With that intro, a very warm welcome. Adam Levin, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, it's always great having you on. I mean, what do you say about that? Listen, to you, it may not be a surprise, but to most people, you got to worry about a fish tank?
It is amazing how many things you really have to worry about. It's anything that is an Internet of Things device is eminently hackable. And if it's connected to the Internet, regardless of what it may be doing, unless it has the highest security possible, you run the risk that someone's going to figure out a way in. And once they find a way in, they're going to get into your network. And once they get into your network, they're going to get into your life.
Mm. So let's jump in. I mean, that was a fascinating example. I imagine most people out there were like, I got to worry about my fish tank, the thermometer in a fish tank. Oh, man. But let's start off the show by talking about cyber hacks. What could people do to avoid getting hacked? And if, God forbid, they do get hacked, what do they do then?
Well, first of all, you know, what are the cyber hacks that are actually impacting people right now? And you have to think of it in the context of, first, breaches have become the third certainty in life behind death and taxes. So billions of files containing information about us are out there. And those files can be used to recreate us. And by recreating us, that means they can find their way into our personal networks, our business networks. So step number one, enormous amounts of information out there. Point number two is that we are really in the crosshairs of four kinds of hackers. There's the nation-state hackers. We've certainly heard about China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, Iraq, Syria. We are the for-profit hackers, the cause-related hackers. Somebody is upset about something and they're going to hack a business or a government agency in order to prove a point or embarrass someone. And then there's the because I can hackers. And those are folks that just want bragging rights within the hacking community. So you're in the crosshair of those kinds of hackers. And then you're facing, and how appropriate that you're talking about a fish tank, the whole fishing disaster.
Because, no pun intended there. Yeah,
there
no
you
pun.
Go. You know, and you figure you get the fishiest guy possible. So here I am. But the whole point of phishing is there are four kinds of phishing. There's phishing, which is dear cardholder, dear member, or a communication that's sent to a variety of people, not isolating any one individual. Mm-hmm. There's spear phishing. That's where you would get a dear Itzhak communication, where they're specifically coming after you, either for you or for who you work with, who you know, where you give your charitable time, things like that. There's vishing, which is voice over internet protocol. That's when you get a phone call that appears to be coming from the Internal Revenue Service, your financial institution, whatever. And then there's smishing, SMS text-based phishing. That's where you get a text going, you are eligible now for the vaccine. Here's where you have to go. Click here to sign up. Or you've had your vaccine, and we're doing a survey right now. We just want to know how you're doing. Click here.
The good news is that Adam shares real-world techniques on how to protect. So we're not just going to talk doom and gloom, although the first step is understanding. By the way, Adam, what's your take? I mean, you're out there, and this is your specialty. How many people out there, what percentage of people do you project still are don't really get the threat that is that they have to contend with and they have to be cognizant of?
I would say 30 to 40%.
Wow.
Really
that
don't understand
high.
The wow. gravity of the situation, or they understand it but they don't know what to do about it. And the problem is right now we're in the middle of the perfect storm. You've still got reports on COVID. You still have issues about protective gear, medical updates, contact tracing, fake vaccine scams, romance scams. People are lonely. Many of them are still locked down. You have job-related scams. People are either looking for additional forms of employment to get them through, or they're looking for a primary job. You have tax scams because as a result of the pandemic, tax day was deferred, but you have this confusing situation where your estimated taxes for 2021 had to have been paid April 15th, but your taxes for 2020, your final payments, and the filing of the returns are May 15th, and then you've got June. So people are scrambling around trying to get information. You have people applying for unemployment compensation, and there's been over $100 billion worth of unemployment compensation scams that have been carried out against governments. And then you have hackers that have been so incredibly clever invading the supply chain, because you know that no business is really an island. Every business is doing business based on relationships with vendors that they're either outsourcing to or supplying information to them. And we're living in a world now where you are your vendor. So if your vendor gets hacked, you get hacked. So the whole point of why hackers have been so successful with ransomware and other forms of phishing attacks is because we have day jobs. Right. We run companies, we work for companies. Many people are still trying to juggle work from home with their kids at home schooling. Number of schools still aren't open yet. And when you have all this going on, you know, people are living a life, and it's a difficult life right now. And what happens? They get distracted. For instance, I could be talking to you at this very minute. Something pops up on my computer screen. I think it's from somebody, might even be an e-card. I click on it, and that could be basically laden with malware. And suddenly my computer could become a transmitter. So every time that I go on my computer and try to go to a particular account that I have, that information is being transmitted to hackers. Or that click could take me to a website that looks like the one I expect to see. Mm. And unfortunately, when I put information in thinking that I'm communicating with a business that I already do business with, I might be giving that information to hackers, which gives them a way in.
Ransomware, scary stuff. How does one protect themselves from it? And what's your recommendation if, God forbid, someone gets attacked?
Well, ransomware, how you protect, first of all, it's an incredibly lucrative form of cyber attack, and it has evolved over the years. First of all, they've created all sorts of strains of malware, which is malicious code that ends up on your computer. And each time they do, and each time that the good guys figure out how to defend against it, the bad guys just tweak it, and it becomes more difficult to find. For instance, that massive SolarWinds attack that gave hackers access to thousands upon thousands of businesses and countless government agencies was done by corrupting an update to software on a platform used by thousands of businesses. Now, in the old days with ransomware, it was like, we freeze your files, you'll see a skull on your computer with a clock ticking back from 90 hours telling you if you don't pay us a certain amount in Bitcoin, which will double as the time goes on, we will start deleting your files and ultimately wipe out anything that you have. It has evolved to the point where now if a business gets hit with ransomware and businesses have been paying out a fortune worldwide for ransomware, they're basically told, well, if you don't pay it, we're going to release the information for all of your clients, customers, employees, put you in harm's way. And then a business panics and they pay. Sometimes they get the data back and the access back. Sometimes they don't. The data is encrypted. The access is blocked. But when they pay, and let's say they get the data back, a new form of a twofer or threefer on ransomware is, let's say I'm a plastic surgeon. I pay, I get my access back, but all of a sudden my patients are contacted by the ransomware folks saying, how would you like us to release your before and after plastic surgery pictures? They get paid for the ransomware. They get paid in order to even give you your data back sometimes after you paid for the ransomware. And now they're going after the people whose data it is and trying to get money from them as well. So it's a pernicious problem. The simplest way to protect yourself is make sure that you have the best security software on your device, that you update it frequently, that when there's an upgrade, you get the upgrade, and that you back up your data. Now, that's on a macro level. On a micro level, don't click on links or open attachments unless you are absolutely sure that you know where they're coming from. And in some cases, independently confirm with the person that supposedly sent it to you that they really did send you something that you were either opening or clicking on.
You know, I appreciate the feedback that I get regularly from among the tens of thousands of listeners that we cover business, I guess a Yiddish word would be tachlis. You know, we cover subjects that are just information that every business needs. You're a small business, you're a solo entrepreneur, you're a medium, a large business. We cover these subjects, and this tonight's subject is so critical. Cybersecurity. And I was reminded about it again because of an article I saw on Entrepreneur. A casino gets hacked through a fish tank thermometer. And I'm like, what? And we got to get Adam Levin on the show. Adam Levin, he wrote the book Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Adam Levin. Don't go away.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftos right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. For those tuning in, thank you for joining us. We're discussing tonight the all-important topic, cybersecurity. And we have one of the world's leading experts, Adam Levin. He wrote the book Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Fishers, and Identity Thieves. His company is CyberScout. Check him out online, CyberScout. They've been a leader in protecting businesses, individuals, and families from hackers, thieves, and human error. Adam, thank you again for joining me for, you know, you got a busy day every day and for, you know, carving out some time for the listeners of Mind Your Business. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We always have fun together.
We do. So. We do.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you always share such great and important material. I remember after we did the last show, a leading IT individual reached out to me and says, you know, that was just such a great show. And he like lamented. He said, you know, and so few people really get it. That was the way he put it. Let's talk. You're known to talk about the three M's. What are the three M's in the world of cybersecurity?
Well, the three M's are really based on the philosophy that you can no longer assume that you can prevent identity theft. You can't prevent cyber attacks, but you can better prepare yourself, whether you're a business or an individual. So the three M's are kind of, it's a framework. And it's not the silver bullet, but it's a way to make it easier to think about how to do it. So the first M is, how do you minimize your risk of exposure, reduce your attackable surface especially in a world where, as we started earlier, when you're talking about smart fish tanks, smart mattress covers, smart TVs that could be recording you or listening to you, not to mention now all of these digital assistants where anytime you say anything, you'll hear a Siri or Echo or somebody say something. So minimize your risk of exposure, reduce your attackable surface, and that means everything from having serious password protocols, using long and strong passwords, do not share passwords across your entire universe of websites, don't recycle passwords, get a password manager. If you have trouble remembering the gazillions of passwords you're probably going to have, don't use the same one always, some people do. Enable two-factor authentication. And that's where it's based on something you have, something you are, and something you do, whether it is touching a screen with your finger, whether it's doing an eye scan, whether it's a code being sent to your mobile device. That's two-factor authentication. So that gives you an additional protection against people who would just figure out a way to steal your password. Then you have don't click on links or open attachments. Don't download apps just because they're the newest, coolest thing without reading reviews and making sure you're getting them from a real app store like the Apple application store or Google Play. And even then, there have been some that have slipped through. Freezing your credit or shredding. You know, never underestimate the humble crosscut shredder. Then there's the second M, which is monitor. How do you monitor things effectively? Well, first, get your credit report and don't just say, hey, I got my credit report. Read it, review it. And a credit report is you are looking for not so much things you did, but you want to look for things that you didn't do. And then say, wow, it's possible that somebody got into my information and are now opening accounts. Monitor your credit scores. If it takes a sudden precipitous drop, it could be one of three things. You didn't pay a bill on time. You're using too much of your available credit. Not good. Or you're a victim of identity theft. Really not good. Sign up for what's called transaction monitoring alerts from your financial institutions that notify you anytime there's activity in your accounts. And a lot of that is designed to protect you because you may see something that the bank doesn't see. I mean, millions of debit and credit cards are sold online on the dark web by zip code. And that's because if it's where you live, work, or normally shop, the bank might miss it. But you won't miss it if it wasn't you. Read explanation of benefit statements, especially now that so many people are concerned with COVID and being as healthy as they possibly can. Read those explanation of benefit statements you get from your insurers because you might be surprised to find out it wasn't you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we once worked with a 72-year-old grandmother from upstate New York who on the same day, her insurance was charged by two laboratories on opposite sides of the country for a pregnancy test and a sperm viability test. Also, think about more sophisticated forms of monitoring that include dark web monitoring. And the third M is manage the damage. And a lot of people don't realize that through their insurance policy, some of their financial institutions and the HR department where they work, there are programs available to help you through identity incidents. Sometimes these institutions aren't so great at letting you know they have them, but they are now a significant percent of companies are offering these as employee benefits. And if you look at it, it could be free as a perk of your relationship. It could be deeply discounted, or it could cost whatever it costs. But check it out, because you can't do this alone. Identity theft is becoming more and more complicated. Ransomware is more and more dangerous. Cyber attacks are more and more plentiful. We're talking about a $6 trillion industry now, cyber attacks, and you need professional help. So that's it. Minimize your risk of exposure, monitor, manage the damage.
Let's move on and talk about privacy. Someone's traveling, they're traveling through an airport, they want to check their email, Wi-Fi, public Wi-Fi, hotels, they're staying in a hotel. What are your tips and recommendations, whether it's through their laptop, through their phone, through their iPad, etc., all on maintaining their privacy when out and about?
Well, first of all, I don't necessarily agree with Zuck when he said that privacy was dead. And obviously, Congress is a little upset about that phrase. Yeah. But it's certainly on life support, because we live in a surveillance economy. Just in our normal lives, every morsel of information is being gathered by any business that's in a position to do it. You'd be surprised. You go to a website and you think you're communicating with an organization that you're somewhat familiar with, but you don't realize there's code on their website that is attached to so many different companies that your information is going all over the place, and you generally have no clue where it's going. So be careful where you go. Be careful what you do. Do not use public Wi-Fi. If you want to browse, okay. But if you want to do any sensitive kind of transaction or get into your email or do anything that requires the possibility of your sensitive information getting compromised, use a virtual private network, which is an encrypted tube. Use some of these VPNs where no one can know that it's you. They don't know where you're coming from. Use paid VPNs, because free ones, you never know how really good they are. In addition to that, make sure the network you think you're on is the network you're supposed to be on. Because you could go to a place like a Starbucks or someplace else, and they have a specific network, but there could be another network that looks almost like it, but it has one additional letter, or instead of saying .com, it says .cm. And that's really designed in order to get you to go to the wrong place. You don't want to be a victim of a man-in-the-middle attack where you look like you're going to the right place, but you're going through someone who's gathering all of your logon information. And it really has to do with, and then all of that also requires that you do the second M, that you monitor your life wherever you go to see if there's anything untoward that's occurring right after you went someplace that was a little bit more public than you're used to.
My guest is Adam Levin, an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity. He wrote the book Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. Don't go away.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman and Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman and Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman and Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. My guest this evening is one of the world's foremost experts on cybersecurity, Adam Levin. He wrote the book. Where is it? Here it is. Swiped. Someone swiped it for me. How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. He founded nearly two decades ago Cyber Scout. They are a leader in protecting businesses, individuals, and families against hackers, thieves, and human error. You could find out more about them by visiting cyberscout.com. Adam, jumping right back in. You know, if just before the break, we were talking about public Wi-Fi and if someone is traveling. If let's say someone is traveling, they're staying at a hotel or they're in a particular airport. Now, of course, like you said, be very careful. If they're staying in an airport, check to make sure that it's the actual, let's say they say, okay, there's free Wi-Fi for our guests, or let's say at a hotel, make sure that you click on the one that's the actual one of the hotel. There may be one that's like there's a little typo in there, something that will get people to that are not so careful and not so scrupulous to actually click on the wrong one. But let's say they click on the right one. Is that equivalent of public Wi-Fi, or is that a bit better than public Wi-Fi? What's your take on that?
Well, oftentimes you'll see where you sign on to a hotel network and you might see weak security shows up as, you know, part of what your computer or your mobile device is telling you. And that is because none of these places have the most secure networks. But if you have an opportunity to sign on to one that you pay extra for, I think you get a little bit more protection. But I always say, look, if you're going to do it, again, make sure that you have girded yourself as well as possible. Like, for instance, use a virtual private network when you're logging on in any kind of an environment where you're not the only person that's going to be in that particular room or using that particular network. In addition to that, make sure you have the best security software, have things like Malwarebytes on your computer, which will be scanning your computer to see if there's anything that shouldn't be on there. It doesn't mean it's going to root out every particular piece of malware, but at the same point, at least it will identify whether or not that you may have a problem that you need to look into. So, I don't want to make people to the point where no one wants to go anywhere and afraid to connect to anything, but sometimes mobile hotspots, being extra careful in terms of how you connect, the way you connect, these are the kinds of things that really should be foremost in your mind.
Now, Adam, here's an interesting question. If a company is setting up shop in a new space, a new lease, a new building, whatever the case may be, Do you ever, is it perhaps more recommended to have actually jacks in the wall, physical connectivity to the internet versus Wi-Fi, or are they both the same? What's your take on that?
I mean, you know, physical connectivity is always better, but the issue is it may be physical, but what if somebody, you know, ends up invading your network anyway? Because again, you know, the whole theory with cybersecurity is A, it is a team sport. B, it is a marathon. And C, somebody clicks on the wrong link. And if there's not the proper security protocols and they're not the proper monitoring of your networks, you're going to have a problem anyway. So it's really all about how well do you protect yourself. And that means bring in a professional, a cybersecurity professional, in addition to your IT folks, to make absolutely sure that everything you should be doing, you are doing.
Adam, the world has come to rely on Zoom in ways that it never anticipated when the pandemic set in last roughly March of 2020. What are your tips? And Zoom has gotten much better, of course, from, you know, as time went on. What are your recommendations in order to avoid Zoom bombing and some of the other ways that scammers got in and invaded people's private conversations and meetings?
Well, Zoom itself really stepped up their security when they realized that what they were doing became an instant worldwide rage, and everyone was doing some form of Zoom communication. So some of the ways you step up security is, first of all, practice common sense. Don't send open invites to meetings. I mean, in the early days of Zoom, people would basically post an announcement on social media, which is like opening the door and putting a mat as you walk in saying, you know, please come in and create a problem for us. Be sure that everyone who's on the Zoom call is known and a vetted member of your organization. Don't discuss deeply sensitive information of any kind in a group communication. Have a waiting room. Use passcodes. Have monitors so that if anyone sees anyone attempting to do anything, they're immediately thrown out and locked out. And you should also be careful about when you're on a Zoom meeting. You know, it's one thing for me to have behind me swiped.
Right.
It's another thing for me to have behind me like a Chagall painting, or to have a cork board with a list of things on it like, oh, I have to remember that this is my password. I mean, people leave stuff around and it becomes sort of, you know, hunting season for anybody else on the call. And also, in light of several embarrassing situations people have had, make sure that your Zoom is not on when you decide to stand up and go to the restroom if you're wearing nothing below your shirt. But it's all about the fact that, remember that there are people out there that will use the slightest morsel of information to combine with other information they've gathered or other information they can acquire on the dark web that will give them the opportunity to create the mosaic of your life that they need to in order to be you.
And, you know, that's such a great point that many people maybe are not cognizant of their surroundings. They're on a Zoom call, and we're not even talking about, you know, the way they're dressed or lack thereof, but even the information. If they're and there are many people still working remotely, and if let's say their camera angle is quite wide, they may have bank statements on their desk. They may have information sitting right there that just if someone captures that screen or records it, and then they can go afterwards, they can get actual real data sitting right there.
Oh no, and you know, we'd all like to believe our home is our castle, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people that can find ways across the moat. And they're going to be trying every possible way they can. And I think another thing that's very important for people to understand is that, you know, when you look in the mirror and see you, depending upon who you are, mm-hmm. you say, I'm a normal person. It's like, who would want to steal my identity? And I try to get people to understand the fact that it may not be you they're going after. It may be the company you work for and you're the conduit in, or your spouse, or your parent, or your children, who may well be the gateway to critical information they need. And therefore, you may see you in the mirror, but to a hacker, you are Jay-Z and Beyonce and Adam Levine and any other person you could think of, because you got what they want. You got data, you have access. And those are the two things that are the coin of the realm when it comes to the hacking community.
We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Adam Levin, nationally or internationally recognized expert in the world of cybersecurity. He wrote the book Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll Be Back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
Cars for Kids, KARS, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, here on 710 WOR. My guest is none other than Adam Levin. He founded around 2 decades ago Cyber Scout. That's a company that's a leader in protecting businesses, individuals, and families against hackers, thieves, and human error. They provide cybersecurity education, identity protection, and fraud resolution services, as well as SWIFT cyber incident response services for clients around the world. He also is a co-founder of Credit.com, and he wrote the book, Swiped. Here it is, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam, it's always great having you on. We had you on a couple of times on a different station, and now here on 710 WOR. Thank you for joining me here. I know we have only around 10, 12 minutes left. We're going to jump right in. You have the IoT, Internet of Things. Perhaps you can explain what that is, the types of devices that they are, and how someone can protect themselves.
Well, Internet of Things has really become quite the thing. Right now, there are over 20 billion, that's Dr. Evil, pinky to the lips, B, billion Internet of Things devices around the world. They expect that to go to at least 75 billion in the next few years. And this could be anything from, believe it or not, your coffee pot to a device within your refrigerator that notifies you when you need something, when you're out of something. You can even connect to your refrigerator while you're in the supermarket to kind of look around and say, I don't have the milk that I thought I had, so I better get some. And the joke has always been, is your dishwasher looking at you strangely? But there's even a thing, believe it or not, a smart mattress cover, which can identify when you go to sleep, when you normally wake up. It has the capacity through your home network to actually turn on the coffee pot, turn on the lights, turn off the lights, put up the air conditioning, put up the heating. Baby monitors, smart televisions, cameras that you may use for security, or cameras that you have on your computer or mobile devices. It can be your HVAC system. It can be your home security system. The list goes on and on and on. And the biggest issue with Internet of Things devices is if they're not properly secured, and most of them aren't. You know, when they create these things, they're thinking more about, can I make it work? And right. Can I make it cool?
Right.
Not can I make it safe? Right. You know, it's always been the conflict between convenience and cool versus security. Many of them come where they have, they can't be updated when a vulnerability is found and patched. Some of them, you can't even change the passwords. And others, you can change the passwords. They come with manufacturer default passwords. But most people don't change the passwords, and they don't realize that these passwords, almost all of them, are for sale on the dark web because they've all been stolen, or they're the unbelievably secure password, password.
I would say, is password more frequent than 1234, or which one wins?
Password is QWERTY is another. And 1234, Ashley Madison, if you remember the cheating site that really changed the lives of 37 million people when it was breached worldwide, most people use the code 123456, which was not so great. Even the SolarWinds hack, the password for one of the most sensitive things in SolarWinds was SolarWinds 123. Oh.
You know, let me ask you like this. The more popular a platform, like, for example, Microsoft, Google, Apple, does it make it a bigger target for hackers? Or do hackers say, well, you know, let me go for the smaller guy because it will be easier?
No, and Microsoft had an issue. And it related to SolarWinds, and then they had a separate issue. But when you're dealing with so many companies connected to other companies, and the genius of the SolarWinds hack is they have a platform called Orion, and Orion monitored networks and applications that were being used in businesses. And when they put through an update, to make things actually even more convenient and accessible, hackers had put malware on the update. Mm. So you had thousands of companies that were updating their systems with a trusted security type software. And that security type software had been compromised. And the scary thing about SolarWinds, which also impacted scads of government agencies, is that the government didn't find the breach. It was FireEye, one of the top cybersecurity firms, that also had been compromised, but they'd managed to stop most of it. They discovered it. So it really doesn't matter how big you are, you're a target. If you think about the fact, Equifax was huge, yeah, and it had the data on over 150 million people worldwide. That was hacked, and 150 million people were scrambling to figure out ways to protect their information. So the key thing to understand is we are up against a motivated, a well-armed, sophisticated enemy that's either looking for information for espionage purposes or looking to get information for the purpose of committing identity theft or ransomware, getting money from you. So at the end of the day, this is one where size matters only because it's the gateway to a lot more people, a lot more businesses, but it can impact anyone, and unfortunately is in the process of impacting everyone.
Now, Adam, in general, our subject tonight was cybersecurity. You're also a co-founder of Credit.com, and you mentioned Equifax there. So just perhaps you could share some tips on credit score for an individual whether it got socked because of any set of circumstances. How could someone maintain a good score, or how could someone rebuild their credit if it got hammered?
Well, I look at this in terms of what I call the three portfolio theory. Is it when you say portfolio, most people think investments, mm-hmm, but we have portfolios in our credit and our identity. And whereas we hope a professional manager would be managing our finances, we have to be the professional managers of our credit and our identity, because if they're compromised, it could also significantly compromise our ability to even have enough funds to invest. So with credit, it's really five things that relate to your credit score. First is, do you pay your bills on time? Are you using too much of your available credit? What's the age of your credit? Do you have the right mix of mortgages or revolving things like credit cards? Or do you have auto loans, and are you paying on time? And the last is inquiries. And that is, how often do you go out there looking for new credit? Because if you look like you're looking for too much credit all the time and you're getting too much credit, that could scare the heck out of anyone that would loan you money. So it's really all about be responsible, use credit cards as opposed to debit cards because they're more protective. And if somebody goes, well, you know, I use my debit card because I know I can only spend what I have in my account, let's have an adult moment when it comes to credit cards and just say, I'm only going to spend enough money that I don't put myself in jeopardy. And putting yourself in jeopardy is using more than 10% of your available credit.
By the way, is there a misconception that that credit cards? I thought that credit cards, to a certain degree, are safer because you have the institution backing it and looking over your shoulder. Whereas if someone goes to a debit card machine at some bodega and they're looking at the numbers and they clean out the account, the person's finished. Is that correct or incorrect?
Well, the truth is that, you know, banks and financial institutions are getting a lot better because so many people have been victimized by identity theft. But the issue is a credit card is essentially their money. A debit card is your money. And even if the institution gives you your money back, and some do it within 24 hours, but sometimes they have the right to investigate in a reasonable period of time. And if that's money that you need, like right away, for groceries, mortgages, auto loans, tuition, these kinds of things, and you're blocked for 10 days from getting access to a specific amount of money, that's a real problem. Plus, it's very scary to think someone else is actually in your bank account.
Adam, wow, the time flies. We are nearly out of time. It's always great having you on and so important. And I thank you so much for sharing your incredible wisdom and life experience and knowledge in the area of cybersecurity. People can find out more information by going to cyberscout.com. That is the company that Adam founded nearly two decades ago. They are a leader in protecting businesses, individuals, and families against hackers, thieves, and human error. He also wrote the book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Kind of a must read for anyone in business out there, and not just in business. You just want to know, you know, like, how scary is it? And what are the suggestions to protect yourself? This is the book, Swiped, by Adam Levin. Adam, before I let you go, we have this nice feature here where we ask the guests to share a tip based on their initials. It could either be A or L or both. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, first of all, another place to get information, and this is my initials too, is adamlevin.com, where we have a lot of articles and things. So there's that.
Yes.
But AL, I look at it, always act logically. And that is pause before you click on a link or open an attachment. And, you know, always keep, and my middle initial is K for Kenneth, always keep looking. Be alert.
That's great.
And understand the fact that you are living a life, you should live a life, but there are so many people out there that want to take advantage of the fact that you are living a life, and they might catch you at a moment of distraction. So being alert, being careful is critically important.
This wraps up a great edition. Thank you, Adam. Wow, we're out of time. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night right here on 710 WOR for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.